the number of flights, and we actually broke a record this year.
Really?
134,000 flights in one
Wow.
day.
Wait. Did he say 134,000 flights in one day? Wow, that's a lot of Delta flights in one day. That is so cool. But all these planes are going around, but how do these planes actually fly? And how are they able to transport people so far? And how do we ensure that these planes are safe? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Jonel Murray. He is an A220 instructional developer and an aviation mechanic at Delta, and he knows a lot about airplanes, how they work, and how engineers like him are working to make airplane and air travel safe and accessible. Let's get right into this amazing interview. Let's go. Hello, Mr. Murray.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Another good day.
Yep. So can you please introduce yourself to listeners?
Of course. My name is Jonel Murray. I am an A220 instructor for Delta Airlines. So that means I teach all of the technicians how the A220 aircraft works, which if you look at my background there, that is my aircraft, the A220.
Wow. So what's so special about the A220?
It is one of the newest aircrafts of the fleet. It is a brand new sheet design into the aviation world. It was made by Bombardier, but it's currently owned by Airbus. So brand new aircraft. It holds up to 130 passengers, and it is lightweight, fuel efficient. So it
Yep.
saves us a lot of fuel, which for every airline, that is a big factor when it comes to profit.
Yep, and we're going to get more into the science of airplanes and all of that later in the episodes. But first, how did you get interested in airplanes?
Oh, it's a long story. So, when I was young, as a kid, I lived in Brooklyn, New York, very close to JFK Airport. So, I actually used to watch the 747s fly overhead. So, that's what initially got me started. And JFK Airport was infamous for the Concorde coming in. So, the Concorde, supersonic flight, nice and fast, beautiful looking jet. I always wanted to work on that. Sadly, that was a little before my time. So by the time I came into the industry, I got to work on those big jets like the 747, the 767, 57s, all the big airplanes. So it's awesome to work on a machine that it weighs well over 100 ton. It's bigger the aircraft, more weight. But yet it's able to go ahead and get up there around 120 knots, get up in the air, and you're able to go anywhere around the world. So it's truly amazing.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. So that's really great. So you grew up looking at planes, and look at you now. You're working on airplanes yourself.
Exactly.
So now to get into the exciting part, the science of airplanes. I'm pretty sure most of us have been on airplanes, but we don't really take the time to think what goes on behind the scenes or what's inside of an airplane that helps us fly. So what are the parts of an airplane and how do they work together to make the airplane fly?
Oh, well, when it comes to an airplane, it works on a very simple concept, Bernoulli's principle, which when we say it, it sounds simple, but pretty much when it comes to anything that flies, when you're going through the air flowing over is going to go faster, while the air flowing under the wing is going to go slower. Faster moving air creates low pressure. This low pressure is something that we see almost every day. For instance, your vacuum. When it sucks up all the dirt on the floor, it creates low pressure. So that's that suction, right? Now imagine an aircraft. You have those two nice, beautiful wings on the outside. Once we go ahead and move forward with those engines, that air is flowing over nice and fast and it's creating low pressure. So it's like you're being sucked up into the sky.
Oh.
So the wings will actually lift the aircraft. The engines on the bottom. Jet engines usually work on a very simple concept. Suck, squeeze, bang, blow. Okay, so that jet engine, it's going to go ahead and suck the air in, right? And when it comes to air, we get a little more energy out of it when we compress it, when we squeeze it all together, right? So we're going to compress that air and add fuel to it. Once we add the fuel, we'll ignite it. And now that nice air fuel mixture is going to turn into hot expanding gas. But it's in the jet engine. It has to go somewhere. It's expanding, right? So that's where it's going to blow. After we do the bang, it's going to blow out the backside, and that's going to go ahead and spin a set of turbines. Those turbine blades are connected to the front, so it's like never ending. As long as
Wow.
it keeps spinning the turbine, it's sucking in that air, squeezing it, bang, blow. And that's what gives us our thrust. So those two things alone, with our low pressure, that's going to give us lift. And with our thrust, that's going to give us our forward movement. And that will help us to overcome gravity and our drag, the thing that's holding us back.
Yep. So if you've ever been on an airplane, you probably noticed that it starts off really slow and it just goes faster and faster as it taxis down the runway. Eventually, it takes off. Is that to help get all that air inside the jet engine?
So that's to go ahead and start moving that air over the wing fast to create that low pressure, right? We're going to gain speed. It's kind of like getting a running start, right? All planes, they got to get that running start, unless you're, one of the cool military jets that, can take off. We're not there yet. Someday, someday. But when we're going down that runway, we're going to pick up speed so that way we can create our own lift and then we can take off.
Wow, so it goes. How fast does an airplane go when it taxis down the runway?
So when it depends on how heavy it is, as well as how much fuel. So there's a lot of different factors. Like for instance, my aircraft. When it comes to my aircraft, it's able to take off around 120 to 140 knots. So by takeoff, that's where it can start rotating and going up into the air. So
Wow.
bigger jets, they might need a little more, right? Because they got way more passengers and bags, right? So they need a little extra oomph.
That's really fast though. Probably faster than any car could go. Yeah, that's just so cool because I've always wondered, we're going so fast. It's like so you can feel that you can feel the airplane going back and taking off of the ground. So it's really cool to see that science of Bernoulli's principle helping push that, I mean, suck that aircraft up. So, what are some interesting facts about airplanes that most people would not know about?
Well, when it comes to airplanes, it is one of the safest modes of transportation.
Really?
At any given day, you're looking at well over 45,000 airplanes in the sky over the US alone.
Whoa.
Now, 45,000 airplanes, that's 45,000 machines just like this one up in the air, getting you safely to your destination. But even with that, the number of flights, and we actually broke a record this year,
Really?
134,000 flights in one
Wow.
day.
One day?
One day. And
Whoa.
that was here in the beginning of 2024, just around the holiday season of 2023. So more and more people are flying. It's the easiest way to get around the world and see the world, which is one of Delta's main objectives. We like to connect the world.
I know it's such a cool thing that before, when flight first came about, we didn't even know if we were gonna get off the ground. But now, in 2024, and maybe even in the future, we have all these over 100,000 flights a day. Wow, aviation is getting accessible day by day. That is so cool.
Well, when you think about it, there's no other mode of transport that can get you, let's say, from here to South Africa within 15 hours.
15 hours. That's crazy. That's almost around the world.
Exactly. It's a very long flight.
But it's still amazing. So, how are planes built to withstand turbulence and storms? Because those are things we can't really avoid. Storms are just natural. But how are these airplanes built to withstand those and without delays continue their flights to their destination?
So when it comes to airplanes, they are built in a very meticulous way in which they go ahead and distribute the stress throughout the frame of the aircraft. So that way, when you are flying through the sky, it's able to handle it. So when it comes to airplanes, did you know they actually pump up a little bit?
Wow. The
Yeah.
action? Wow.
When they pressurize, when you're up in the sky, we have a hard time breathing at 30,000 feet. Right. So we need to pressurize the cabin, but also pressurizing that cabin actually gives us a little more rigidity inside the structure of the aircraft. So that makes it nice and easy. So when it's built, it'll go ahead and take on that stress. And now, as we fly along, we're nice and happy, right? But let's say we do run into turbulence. As that stress is being put on the structure of the frame, it's already been tested through and through. Aviation has been around for a long time, so luckily a lot of the manufacturers have learned a lot of good lessons. So it can handle a great amount of stress, almost to the point where it's more stress than we'll see naturally out there. So when it comes to that stress, let's say we did go through it, that's where it's my job as an aircraft technician to inspect the frame of that aircraft and make sure nothing bad has happened. It is always down to the smallest cracks, even the tiniest ones. We have the equipment to see things that are literally a micron. And that's a very small crack. That means you can't even see it with your eyes. So when it comes to things like that, we can see it on the ground, and that's how we maintain the safety standard within aviation. So when we
Wow,
see something
that's
like that, yep, take it out of service. Let's go
yep.
fix it, and then we'll put it back in once we get it all fixed up.
Yeah, even the smallest thing could impact the safety, and that's why engineers like you are able to find these problems and they're able to fix it. That is awesome. And I bet it takes a lot of skill for a pilot, too, to fly through a storm and fly through turbulence.
Yes, when it comes to pilots, they have to be cool, calm, and collected at all times to make sure that they ensure the safety of their passengers. That is their number one goal. So they work very hard, and it is a very, very hard path to become a pilot, especially for the big aviation, the big commercial aviation airlines.
Wow,
So
and people are
any plane you
doing
get on, exactly,
it.
gives you a little more a calm feeling knowing that your pilot has worked very hard to make sure you get there safely, right?
That is great. So you were talking about how you inspect airplanes and how you maintain these airplanes. So how do you ensure an airplane is safe during maintenance?
Oh, so when it comes to the aircraft, once it lands, we do an inspection. We call it a walk around. Not only do we as maintenance do a walk around, the pilot will also do a walk around. In Delta Airlines, we also have what we call the ramp agents, the very people that help you to push the aircraft, help to load and unload your bag, and make sure everything is ready for the flight. They also do a walk around. So right there, you have three people looking at your aircraft. From there, at night, we'll go ahead and do a detailed inspection. We'll check out all the systems, make sure all your oil, your hydraulic fluid, everything is all topped up so you're ready to go in the morning.
Yeah,
So as
so
long as,
that is so much going on.
yep, it's a constantly moving operation 24/7, and that's how we ensure the safety of our passengers.
So what else do you do on the ground while you're looking at these airplanes?
Oh, well, while we're looking at them, we're making sure the tires are good, as well as because of the fact that we collect a lot of information on planes, we know when certain things will break. So, by knowing when certain things will break, we will actually change them before they get to that breaking point. Right? It's kind of like your shoes. You know, at some point you're running around, your shoes are going to wear out. So, you should start buying a new pair of shoes, right? Before your feet touch the floor. Same thing. Before our aircraft wears out, we're going to go ahead and replace those parts that are worn out to make sure that it is always up to a nice, good standard.
Yeah, and what I really appreciate when I'm flying an airplane is that all these people work together to get a plane off the ground, and they do this multiple times. Like you said, 100,000 flights. They do this a lot in a day. So how are you able to efficiently do that and keeping up with delays and everything? How do you keep these flights on time?
It is nothing but teamwork. It is teamwork. Delta Airlines has over 90,000 employees all working together to keep these airplanes moving. So, when it comes to our movement, we have to make sure the pilot's on board. We have to make sure all our ramp agents, food, catering, our flight attendants, everybody has to work together. So, it's just working as a team. Honestly, when it comes to Delta, you're looking at one of the greatest examples of teamwork out there.
Yeah, and even the founding story of Delta, that also shows teamwork and all these years that teamwork has led to over 100,000 flights, as you were saying before. So it is just really, really cool to think that all these people are working together so efficiently to get over 100,000 flights off the ground and to make sure the flights are safe and flights are comfortable for people that are in them.
Yep.
So now when we're talking about the past, we think about the Wright brothers and the first things of flight. But let's look at the future now. How do you envision the future of flight?
Aviation is moving at such a fast pace. My aircraft is one of the new advanced aircrafts out there. I like to joke around and say it's a flying computer because it's very smart. It has a lot of logic in it. So when it comes to airplanes, I can see a future, especially with Boeing and Airbus. They're doing a lot of innovative things. So I can see a future very similar to cars. When I was young, an electric car was not a thing. Now, there's nowhere you can go where you will not see an electric car on the road. So, with that being said, I can see a future where we'll have aircrafts that no longer run on fuel. They will be electric. Possibly. You know?
There's always a chance for the next generation to make something.
And not only that, they may even be able to go even further and higher. So, that'll be awesome. I will definitely sign up, maybe for not the first space flight. The second one, you know, I
Second
gotta
one.
ask somebody how it was.
You gotta get your reviews in, and then you
Yeah,
can go.
I'm used to regular flight. Being strapped into a rocket, not just yet.
Not just yet. Maybe that might be the new norm in the future.
It might, and I can't wait for it.
And what do you see? What improvements do you think airplanes should have? And what problems do you think these engineers are trying to fix?
See, that's the thing with not only aviation, but anything that we use. When you use it, it gets worn down. Okay. So airplanes, cars, boats, everything needs to be fixed. So that's the current problem with most machines. How do you go ahead and stretch the life of the machine? So that's what engineers are working tirelessly to solve. So they're developing new materials, new composite material, new metals that can withstand a more force and last a little bit longer. So that way we can have these aircraft for a very, very long time. So that's what they're working on. Hopefully someday we'll see the planes that, hey, we'll stop breaking. I could use a vacation.
Yeah, and you might be one of the people to help create that, and maybe even the next generation would.
And I can't wait. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the next generation who are going to come up with new, exciting ways to go ahead and advance the aviation field.
Yep, and we're excited for that. So
Yes.
speaking of the future generation, what advice do you have kids who are interested in science?
When it comes to kids who are interested in science, just go for it. There are a lot of different programs out there that go and deal with different parts of the. Whether it's the aviation field, if you're into geology, whatever STEM program, right? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Go for it. That's the fun of science. You can go and start someplace and end up in another. You know, it's all about exploring and expanding your mind. So
That's
that's what I would suggest.
yeah,
Go
that's
out there and enjoy. See what you can help fix, what you can figure out. And have some fun with it.
yep. Having fun is the biggest thing. And I'm sure you have fun, even when you were a kid, just watching airplanes take off, to now
Oh, yeah.
coordinating an entire team.
Yes, I have a lot of fun. As an aircraft technician, not only do I fix these aircrafts, I also get to run the engines, taxi the aircrafts. So, very similar to a pilot, I'll move these around. So, it's a very big toy,
Yeah,
right?
it's
But
a
I don't
very
treat it like a toy. But
Yep.
that's what makes my job fun, you know. It's the pride of knowing that I made sure this aircraft was safe. And it's interesting because every once in a while we get to go up and see the passengers as they're coming off and on. And we get asked questions like, would you put your family on here? And every single time I respond, go ahead and move over. I'll sit right next to you. Where are we going? Bahamas? No? No. Caribbean? Let's go. Let's go. Some sun, some desert, some nice.
Yep, traveling the world is also a way to see the science around you.
Yes, it is. And it's a big world out there.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed it, and I learned so much about airplanes and your work as a maintenance engineer and the future of flight. I'm also really excited. I'm excited for the next generation and our listeners that may grow up to be an airplane engineer, and they might create some of these new things you mentioned today. So I'm really excited.
Thank you for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you. I hope to see you in my class. I'll teach you about the A220.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you so much.
Till next time.
Yep. Thank you so much for listening to this high-soaring episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science is produced and hosted by me, Akshay Jayaraman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. Special thanks to Mr. Jonelle Murray for accepting my interview invite, and also to Mr. William Smith and Ms. April Gregg for coordinating this interview and making this possible. Thank you so much. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? Well, grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact to learn more on how to contact me. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to answering your science questions on new upcoming episodes. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meanwhile, keep thinking about science.